We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to Inside Mizzou Athletics, presented by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. Now, here is your host, Mike Kelly.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Coming up on this week's show, a visit with my buddy Chris Gervino. That comes your way after this from Shelter Insurance.
Does this sound like you?
Or is this more like it?
Or maybe your inner biker sounds like...
No matter what motorcycle motor is music to your ears, Shelter Insurance has a policy that's music to your wallet.
Shelter insures your fun stuff. Motorcycles to riding mowers, ATVs to RVs, bikes to bass boats. If it rides, rolls, or floats, we can cover it. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Well, Chris Gervino, you and I haven't seen each other in more than a week, which is somewhat rare this time of year.
Yeah, it's hard to believe, isn't it? But I guess you're right. It's been since the Oral Roberts game on at Friday, December 7th. So, yeah, it's been a while, but we'll be back in the saddle again Tuesday night with the Tigers against Xavier.
Yeah, a good Xavier team comes in 7-4. They beat Eastern Kentucky, started slow, but then outscored them in the second half. I think it was 31-10 is what they closed the game on. Shot 71% from the field. So this would be quite a test for the first game after finals for Konzo Martin's team.
Yeah, I was reading about that game earlier today, and it was crazy that second half. They shot so well, and as you mentioned, 71%. And the coach, Travis Steele, said it seemed like every time they had the ball, it was either a basket or a turnover because they committed 27 turnovers in a frenzied pace game with Eastern Kentucky. But they're a good team. They're well-balanced. I think they have at least six, if not seven, guys that are averaging 9 points or better a game. They're really well-balanced. They only play about eight guys, significant minutes, but it's a good team. A first-year head coach in Steele, but he's been there for 10 years, knows what he's got. And that'll be a really tough game. Another good opponent, Mike, coming into Mizzou Arena.
Yeah, and the program in place, of course, Travis Steele with Chris Mack. Chris Mack now at Louisville, but Travis Steele just taking what they had done under Chris Mack and maybe a few tweaks along the way. But let's talk about Konzo Martin's team. You know, prior to the break, they beat Oral Roberts. They've won three consecutive games. And, Chris, every time out, I've seen this team get a little bit better. Would you agree with that?
Right, and that's what I think the idea is. And I, again, even going back to the tournament in November, I thought they played a little better there. They went 2-1, lost to a really good Kansas State team there in the championship game, but made progress. And I know, more importantly, coach thought just that. Came home, lost that game to Temple, but you know, that was, again, I think a good opponent in a close game. And then they got the close win over UCF and have gotten a little bit better each time. And, you know, this would certainly be one of those quality wins you would put on the board at the end of the year if Missouri can get it over Xavier.
You know, we've all seen young players come into the program. We've seen them have their struggles early, but then we've also seen it when the light comes on. And I'm wondering, based on what we've seen over the last two games from Torrance Watson, if the light has finally come on? Certainly he has shot the ball very well in each of the last two games.
Well, it would certainly, his play lead us to believe just that. 12 points each of the past two games, I think 7 of 10 from beyond the arc. You know, he struggled so mightily in shooting from distance, and I visited with him just a few days ago here. They were available to the media, the players, and he's, I asked, I said, you know, fair to say you're more confident? He said, oh, no doubt. It just took, you know, more times out there, some repetition, seeing the ball go in, and now I feel really good, he said. So that's good. You know, you'd hope that's the case for freshmen, and there still may be a little more ups and downs throughout his initial season, but he and I think Xavier Pinson also have really shown that, you know, they're getting with it, and you know, more and more minutes along the way will help you do that. It's hard sometimes, but they're getting the hang of it.
Yeah, the thing with Xavier is obviously he's got a lot of talent. He's very quick, can handle the basketball, maybe quick as with the ball as anybody Missouri's had since perhaps even Keon Dueling. But the thing he has to do is he's got to slow the game down for himself and quit trying to make the spectacular pass and just make the fundamentally sound pass.
Right. He's just kind of too quick for his own good sometimes, but always entertaining, I suppose. But coach doesn't want entertainment. He wants results. And, yeah, he's tried a few passes which, probably weren't exactly the way they were drawn up in the huddle on the chalkboard.
To say the least. A big week, yes. Right? A big week. You know, Xavier home, and then the team makes its annual trek to St. Louis for the Bragging Rights Affair. Has it been since the Nixon administration, since Missouri last won this game at St. Louis?
Boy, it's been a while. It makes you wonder. I was talking with someone here at the women's game on Saturday, and then we were trying to think, honestly, when the last time Missouri won that game. We know it's been several years, and they've just, you know, Illinois, for whatever reason, regardless of how the teams are going, coming into the game, or who's favored in a given year, the Illini, as you know better than anyone, Mike, have really had Missouri's upper hand, at probably winning, you know, two of every three games, certainly, over the course of the whole series. So, but I like what you said. It is a big week. You know, you could certainly argue this is the biggest non-conference week of the season for Missouri. Obviously, the non-con games are winding down, but when you have a team from the Big East visiting your arena, and then you play the Illinois, you know, Bragging Rights game, those are, you know, two quality opponents from quality leagues, and back-to-back, and, you know, really a chance to, you know, I think make a statement to yourself, really learn a lot about your own group, let alone what anybody on the outside evaluating the program, I think, or care.
Yeah, and you know, I've been asked this many times, Chris, and I'm just curious from your point of view, because you've been involved in this game for a while as well. What's your favorite part of the Bragging Rights game? Is there something that stands out?
Well, I think just the atmosphere, you know, and I've gone to most of them, not quite all of them. You've certainly got me by a few of them, so can speak to it better. But since you asked me, I would like the holiday spirit. I mean, it's always right around Christmas, two or three days right before Christmas. And a lot of folks, you know, even with the program, very much involved with the team, will kind of go their own separate way, at least for a few days, even if not a full week afterwards. But just the fact it's in downtown St. Louis and you have the equally divided arena, and, you know, some games have been more well attended than others, but hopefully we're getting back to the big crowds and sellouts here soon. And just the whole atmosphere, let alone the actual basketball and the results.
Yeah, still tickets available for the game coming up on Saturday evening, the 22nd in St. Louis. Let's shift gears a little bit because, of course, Missouri will then play again a week from that Saturday. They'll play the 29th against Morehead State. You and I on the 30th will be heading down to Memphis for the Liberty Bowl. You know, you're so familiar with Oklahoma State and, you know, your really, really dear friend, our buddy, your dear friend, Dave Hunziker, does the play-by-play for the Cowboys. I think this has the opportunity to be the most entertaining matchup of the entire bowl season.
I think it could be really good. And you're right. You know, personally, I was happy to see Missouri play Oklahoma State. I thought it would likely be either Oklahoma State or TCU when they were pointing toward the Liberty Bowl in a matchup versus a Big 12 team. And, yeah, you know, they've been up and down. I mean, they define up and down this year, Oklahoma State at 6-6, but gosh, they've beaten West Virginia, Texas, Boise State. They lost by 1 point at Oklahoma when they went for 2 OSU on the road to try to get a huge win. And they've lost by big margins to the likes of Texas Tech and Kansas State, who had losing records. So I don't know what to expect. I know they won't have all their guys playing. A couple are getting ready for the NFL, but I do believe in Mike Gundy. I think he's a really good coach, been to bowl games all but one of his 14 years now. He's won 8 of his previous 12 bowls. This year, 6-6, but they won 10 games each of the last 3 seasons until this year. So I really believe in the guy. I think he's really good. They've had a really good program when they're still in the shadow of OU is really the bigger school, more successful school traditionally in the state. So I got to believe they're going to show up and play. And maybe much like that Cotton Bowl matchup, Mike, a few years ago we attended in Dallas with these teams. What was that, 41-31? So we may get to see 70 points plus again. You never know.
Yeah, I still remember one of Mike Gundy's first games as the head coach when he coached against Missouri as a member of the Big 12 back in the day. And a final series, Oklahoma State would get the ball as Missouri had the ball. I distinctly remember you pointing out on the broadcast, where was Mike Gundy? No, he wasn't on the sidelines. He was back sitting on the equipment designing plays for the last series.
I wonder if that's where you were going. You're absolutely right. He was a few years into his tenure, but it was 2008. I believe that was the year when they beat Chase Daniel in Missouri. Remember, the Tigers were undefeated, I think, at 6-0 going into that game, had the great season and number one ranking the year before. And that was really the game that, you know, to some extent, I don't want to be too dramatic here, but shattered Missouri's dreams at least that year, kind of knocked the Tigers back a bit. Chase's senior season of 08. Gundy, the head coach, also the former quarterback and offensive coordinator, was there diagramming plays. And OSU won that game. And again, this would not be what I'd call a big rivalry or a bitter rivalry, nothing like that. But they've played so often, these teams, going back to the Big Eight. And as you know, there have been some great games. I mean, unbelievable overtime games, as you remember, 4 times overtime in Stillwater, and I think another overtime game or two along the way. So for whatever reason, Missouri, Oklahoma State, maybe not the forefront of everybody's mind, but they've had some really good football games go both ways.
Finally, my sources are telling me that it looks like Missouri is going to sell out its allotment of bowl tickets, which is really cool to hear that. Yeah, and of course, it's something that Missouri fans need to do. But I think what this does, Chris, is I think it underscores, you know, selling 8,000, and maybe they'll have more in the house because I think other people went to the secondary ticket markets. I think what it underscores is that, you know, that core group of Missouri fans. And I think, you know, you look at what is truly the core group of Missouri fans, it's about 30 to 35,000. They're going to be there, rain, snow, shine, whatever, and they're going to follow them wherever they go.
That's true. I always use that number, about 35,000 are the diehard, and then after that, folks come and go, and that's, you know, to some extent understandable with all that happens. You want more to be there every week, but it's a core group, and this is really big, and you know, Missouri officials have been pushing this game really hard in ticket sales. They've certainly talked to me about getting the word out, asking to get the word out, and it's no big deal. It's part of the job anyway, as you look ahead to the bowl game for 3 weeks, but they want a great showing in Memphis because there really will never be another bowl game this close other than the one in Nashville, you know, that Missouri might go to, the Music City Bowl. So they want to show that they will deliver fans for these, you know, possible future bowl invitations to games nearby and games far away as well. Because you look ahead, Missouri can be certainly a bowl team again next year with Kelly Bryant coming in and so many returners. I think they really have a good schedule, a good shot to be back in a good spot next year. But that's why this is important for now and the future.
I promised you 10 minutes. I took 11. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, an extra minute for you anytime, Mike. Thanks a lot. I'll see you soon.
All right, see ya. That's Chris Gervino, and I'm Mike Kelly. Thanks for listening to this week's Inside Mizzou Athletics podcast, brought to you by Shelter Insurance.
This has been Inside Mizzou Athletics with Mike Kelly, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.